Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. Time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Community Services and Tourism Director Alex Patterson. First of all, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.
So we've got a recent report that was brought to council, talking to council about the drill rig and its future. And so wanted to talk a bit about what the situation is with this drill rig. And I guess we'll start with the background of what is going on with the drill rig.
Sure. So as probably many people in the community have noticed, over the last couple years, but very specifically this spring when the snow melted, the drill rig started leaning. And it started leaning a little bit towards the road. We do regular inspections of the property and noticed that the lean that we had been monitoring for a couple years had accelerated. It got faster and it, you know, leaned a little bit harder than it had in the past, just from our essentially casual observations. So at that point, based on the inspections, based on the amount that we had seen it increase in lean, we contacted a structural engineer to make sure that public safety was maintained. So at the end of the day, nobody wants to see somebody get hurt or that piece of equipment fall down. And so we contacted an engineer who was able to come up to take some very precise measurements, way more precise than we could as staff, and give us a report on what exactly needed to be done to that piece of equipment to make sure it was safe for the community.
Okay, so that identified what's actually causing the lean, whether it was ground issues or it was part of the equipment itself?
Yeah, absolutely. So there was two considerations when we contacted the engineer. The first one was, is the drill rig leaning or is the drill rig just fine and is the ground itself having an issue? Because as you know, right there, there's a retaining wall there that had been placed there in the 80s and it's kind of hasn't been structurally investigated by an engineer in quite some time. So the engineer needed to do an initial review to make sure, you know, what the actual issue was so that we're not trying to fix something that's not an actual problem. So the engineer determined that it was the rig itself that was leaning. There was some cracking that we noticed along some of the outriggers, which are there to, you know, keep the drill rig state and stable. And those cracks and the outriggers, you know, were identified as one of the issues of the rig. But of course, it's a difficult subject because there's very little information out there. I don't have like a technical drawing or a manual on operations of the unit. So once we had the report in hand from the engineer, we had to do a lot of digging to figure out, you know, what that machine was initially used for, how it was operated, things like that.
With that investigation, with the report from the engineer, what are you looking at? What are some of the options to address this issue?
So with the report from the engineer, we came up with four main ways of tackling this problem. The first one is, of course, not to do anything about it. And obviously, because we've noticed the lean, because there may be an issue to public safety here, the engineer said that that was not a possibility. So we didn't really investigate that much further. The second option was to remove the mast of the drill rig. So you can imagine having a mast that high when the wind is coming off of Wawa Lake, that acts like a giant lever and it is pushing, you know, typically the wind is coming off of Wawa Lake and so it is pushing in the direction of the road. We did a little bit of investigation with that, but I think unfortunately that takes away the main character of the drill rig. It is a really unique piece of equipment because it's so tall and because that mast really stands out as you're looking down Broadway. It would also be fairly expensive to remove because you have to get a, you know, a crane in from Sault Ste. Marie or something that could access that mast from that high. And when we looked at that compared to other repair options, it was essentially just as expensive without either, you know, preserving or maintaining the character of the rig or removing it entirely. The third option we looked at is removing it entirely. And so that would essentially be to, you know, auction it off for scrap and have a company come and cut it up and remove it from the community. And that has some pros and cons to it. Of course, there is a reduced expense from, you know, having that sold as scrap because the value of the metal itself is, you know, significant. There's a lot of steel there. Of course, you still have a cost to that because it's going to cost money for, you know, somebody to come up and do that work, to cut it up, to potentially get a crane in to move the mast. Things like that all are going to cost money. So the net effect is a cost. There's an opportunity as well to replace the drill rig with something unique and more interesting and potentially something that could also be reflective of the mining history of the community that is easier for us to maintain. So we had a couple ideas around that, the type of pavilion, the headframe that was close to number 5 shaft up at the top of the mine hill. So there's a couple options in terms of replacement. And then of course the last option we considered was repair of the drill rig. So we had a note in the engineer's report that they estimated as their initial estimate an $80,000 repair. We've since narrowed that down to be a little bit closer to $40,000 with some contingency built in. So there is an option to repair the rig as well. We had several local contractors come out interested in seeing it repaired and gave us their, you know, very qualified opinions on how exactly you could repair it, what would work, what wouldn't work. So a variety of options for council to consider.
So now that this has been brought to council, there was some discussion about it at the last meeting. What happens from here and what's the timeline on this?
What happens from here is council has been presented with these options. There's a whole list of pros and cons to it. Of course, the feeling in the community is very different. Some people would like to see it gone. Some people really want it to stay. So council will have to make a decision based on the information presented in the report, the opinions of the community to take into account. That's going to happen at the next council meeting, which will be the 19th. And we have to get going on it relatively soon because the engineer's report noted that we need to do weekly inspections and something needs to be done one way or another to the rig before the winter of this year to make sure that we don't have a frost condition that affects it adversely in the spring. So we've got to do this over the next couple months, essentially.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and for explaining this situation.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Daniel.
Once again, that's Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism, joining us for Town Talkard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.